of 2019. Welcome to it.
That was lovely. That said it all. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and it's Wendy. This is the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the next...
I just did.
Not full hour, but 45 minutes.
I did just sit back and relax.
Did you?
Thank
well,
you,
it was a good idea. You and I have discussed this on the show before. Every year we are asked by the government to make New Year's resolutions. The government calls us up. They send us an email. They say, it's time for you to make a New Year's resolution and stick to it, please. Whatever your resolution is, you must stick to it. I don't do that. I don't subscribe to that. Do you? You don't.
I used to.
Do you? Did you? What? What'd you do?
I would try to do various things, and it seemed like I always failed, so why bother?
Yeah. Yep.
I just, my life resolution is to get better every year. To let my hair grow.
That's a good resolution.
Better hair products.
Yep, that's solid.
Because my hair is really fried right now because I've been bleaching it too much. So that's going to be my
only New Year's resolution. 2019.
Make my hair healthier.
Healthier hair.
Yep.
That's good. you know,
I always wanted to be a Brett girl. Come on.
Oh, well, here's your chance. It's a fresh year. Be a Brett girl. I've been working out in health clubs for 25 years, right? So in January, it's the worst time to be in a health club because it's jam-packed with people who have made a New Year's resolution. But as of February 1st, life goes back to normal. And part of me is amused by that, but part of me feels sad because it means a lot of people who made themselves a promise are going back on their own promise.
Here's what the promise is that makes you fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
You set goals too big.
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, it honestly, my whole life, it's like, I'm going to do this or nothing. I'm going to diet or do nothing.
Yeah.
You've got to take each day as it comes and do a little better every day for the rest
smaller
of your life.
Smaller goals.
Yeah, because if you say, I'm going to go to the health club 5 days a week and say you're going pretty well, but then you've got something that is urgent that you have to take care of and allows you to only go 4 times that week, in your mind, you're like, already failed.
Right.
Why should I keep it going?
You're right. You're right. That's why my goal for 2019, every once in a while, have a tangerine.
That's a good
one. It's
doable.
X amount per week every once in a while. Maybe I'll have one a week or one a month. I don't know yet.
I really do want to try and make a more, I don't know how to put it precisely other than.
More gooder?
No, I was just going to say.
More gooder?
A more functional home. Like, I want to get clutter out of my house. I mean, I'm not really setting a goal. I just, I really want to do that this year.
Yeah.
Get my home organized.
You can do it.
Cook more meals for the family.
Because
then you eat healthier if you cook at home.
True.
And just, I want to just better myself throughout the year.
It's not a lot to ask. I think that's very realistic. MSN has resolutions that will change your life. I will share them with you, and you can help me decide whether or not these resolutions would change your life, if they're realistic or not. The first one is walk more.
That's a great one.
That's
a great one.
Because almost everyone can do that. Walk more. Why wouldn't you?
I'd wholeheartedly agree with that one.
You're not running. You know, you're not
just getting the lungs working.
Yourself. Right.
Take the dog for
a
walk.
It's good exercise, and it clears your head. You can think about things. Don't do the blindfold challenge. Don't walk into a bus. Just walk more. Here's another one. You tell me if you think this will change your life. Try one new thing each week.
I think that's an awesome one.
In theory, it's great.
Why in theory and not?
Because I think you'll run out of things. Like by the middle of February, you're like, what else do I need to try? One a week, that's 52 new things you'd be trying. Again, in theory, that's fantastic. But in practicality, a month in, you go, I don't know what else I want to
try. You can't think of 12 things?
I can think of 12. I can't think of 52.
I guess that is a lot.
That's
how about one a month?
I like one a month.
Because, I mean, we're not just talking food. Like, maybe
the opera. I've never gone to the opera. Maybe I'll go to the opera.
I was thinking maybe wear high-waist jeans that I haven't worn since the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, see if I like those.
Right.
Maybe do...
right.
Carry... A fanny pack.
Carry a fanny pack would be one of your new things.
You know, those are seriously coming back, or I don't know why.
How about this one? Catch a squirrel and dress him up in a funny outfit.
That is not a good one.
I've never done it. I've always wanted to do it. I've never done it. Here's another one. These are from MSN. Simple resolutions that they say will change your life. Oh, this one, Wendy, it has you written all over it. You just said this one almost word for word. Get organized.
I need
clutter's
to do
bad.
That.
Clutter's bad. Clutter's the enemy.
Can I tell you why clutter's bad? I have a stack, maybe two stacks of papers here at work. But for the most part, and Jasmine watches me do this, and it's pretty weird. If there is something out of place on my desk, it bugs me, and I throw it out or move it along, aside from those two piles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a piler.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could be more like that at home.
Right.
But I have too much room.
Oh.
It's like if I had a small apartment, I'd like to think I'd be more organized because it's small.
I think it would work the exact opposite. I think you'd have more clutter because you wouldn't have any place to put your stuff.
But you'd be forced to throw it out then.
You wouldn't throw it out, though. You go, I might need this someday.
I can't throw anything. I'm like MacGyver. I swear to God, I save like old light fixture wire in case I need to rewire a light. I know. It's ridiculous. I can go to Home Depot and get some.
Here's another one that it's almost word for word what you just said.
Make me hate myself.
Cook at home more often. That, you just said that word for word.
I'm
you just
doing
said
that. And I like one of those meal things. I think it's HelloFresh. There's so many of them right now. They get food delivered to you. Pick a service that you can get on a Monday. You can pick two or three meals for the week.
Yeah.
Everything is completely measured out for you. It's like if you're making some weird kind of pork chop chimichurri, you will have everything.
That's my favorite song from Mary Poppins.
Chimichurri.
Pork chop chimichurri. Every time I hear it, I cry.
I made Beep and Bop.
Did you make it?
I swear to God.
I didn't think you'd ever make that. That's unusual.
In this HelloFresh, and you like shaved the carrots. That was one area of it. I can't remember what was all in it, but people liked it.
Yeah?
We all enjoyed it, and I thought, you know what? It really took 30 minutes to make.
Now, right there, you knocked out two of their resolutions. You tried something new, and you made food at home. You're killing it in
a
good way.
It was really good. I never heard of Beep and Bop before.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Pronounced pho. No.
It's spelled Beep and Bop.
All right.
But it's pronounced pho? That seems odd. Here's one. This will help a lot of people. Quit smoking. Every year people go, this is the year I'm finally going to quit. Well, do it. Quit smoking. It's bad for you.
Although, do it and don't tell people. Because when you tell people and then you fail, which is really hard to quit smoking.
Right.
Then you feel stupid. So just don't tell people and just do it.
Yep. Solid advice. Spend more time with family.
I've done enough of that. We need a break.
Well, all right. We will quickly move on from spend more time with family.
We're always around each other. And I think sometimes
is
that's
is it too
not,
much? Is it stifling?
Not stifling, but I think, you know, familiarity breeds contempt.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
think people in our house need to get away from each other more often. We do a lot of stuff together. And
do wife swap or something where you're with another family. Get a new family and let other people meet your family and spend time
with them. Like other people's kids. Only my own.
This is a good one. These are, again, simple resolutions, according to MSN, that they say will change your life. Stop drinking soda.
I can't.
I've
cut it down.
When you say you can't, it's obviously you can, you just don't want to, right?
I love carbonated beverages.
They're great.
And
you don't like club soda, do you?
It's just nothing.
There's no flavor.
It's air with bubbles.
That's exactly what it is.
I love Diet Coke. I've gone, honestly, from having probably 6 or 7 a day to...
Did you drink 6 or 7
a
day?
Yeah, I don't drink
12
one.
12 ounce, 6 or 7 ounces?
Probably not.
Wow,
not
wow,
the
wow.
whole can. I would open
for
a bunch
of
those.
It?
Yeah, but now I do not have any soda until dinner.
I try to drink
more water here.
That's a good compromise.
Yeah. I might have 2 cans a day tops. Definitely one.
When I was a kid, we had pop, as we called it back then. Now it's politically incorrect.
I always called it soda.
We would have pop or soda. We would have 2 64-ounce bottles in our refrigerator at all time. One was usually Coke. No, because we drank it so quickly. I don't think we ever had that problem once. We just went through it.
Really?
Between the four of us, my mom, my dad, my brother, and myself, it was just gone all the time. And there was a constant, whoever finished it off, took another bottle from underneath the counter.
Was there an endless supply?
it seemed like there was an endless supply. There was always one bottle of Coke that was a given, and then the other one was a more fun. Sometimes it was Canfield's Honey Orange. Sometimes it was, we talked about 50-50 on the show. Sometimes it was 50-50.
Squirt, I love Squirt.
It was Squirt a lot. It was Heyer's Root Beer sometimes, or Dad's Root Beer sometimes. But the four of us must have drank easily a gallon of pop a day. Easily.
Can I tell you, growing up, that's all we bought the 8-pack bigger bottles that you would return, deposit ones. They were always kept in the garage.
Yeah.
And when, same thing, you'd run out, you'd open a bottle, and as soon as you ran out, you'd go take them from the garage. It seems like there was an endless supply. Mainly drank Coke and Tab.
Yeah.
Was in our house a lot.
Diet Cola, for those of you youngsters
listening. It's still available.
Is it diet now, though? Because now it's like a power drink. It's like a...
I saw it. It's Tab. It's the pink can.
But I think they're marketing it as like a more healthier, like a power drink. I don't think it's because Tab used to be the diet. They sold it as a Diet Cola. That was the strong point. But now they've rebranded it somehow.
No, it's Tab Diet Cola Soda.
Really?
Yeah, it's Diet Cola, produced by the Coca-Cola Company, introduced in 1963. According to the company, 3 million cases of Tab were made in 2011.
Wow.
The beverage has retained a cult following over the years.
Mention of it being like a...
No.
That's so strange. Because when I would see it, it wouldn't be in regular standard 12-ounce cans. It was in the thinner cans, and it was sold along with... like Powerade type drinks.
Oh, really? I just see it like a 12-pack next
regular?
To the...
Maybe they just went back to that. Maybe they just went, that's where our audience is.
Yeah, but we drank, so I don't even think we ever had water. We always had soda. Orange juice probably with breakfast, cranberry
juice.
Yeah,
any meal was always... One time, my parents went on a trip to Las Vegas, and we had a family watching us. A husband and a wife came in, and they watched us.
Did your mom know them, or did she just find them on the street?
They were just strangers. That my mom tricked
my
into watching us.
Stories in the world.
My mom told them that they won a house in a Publisher's Clearinghouse giveaway, and they came and they lived in our house. And then a week later, my mom and dad came home, and they said, "You fell for it. It's our house. Get out." So
doesn't it worry you that she didn't?
She didn't do anything to vet anybody who ever watched us at all. Do you know who watched us one year? Was a woman. My mom lived in an area that they referred to as the old neighborhood, right? So this was an area. My mom was Slovenian. And most of the people who lived there were Slovenian. Like 98% of them were Slovenian. So there was a woman there. Mrs. Kropens was her name. Sounds like Mary Poppins.
I know.
And she was an old woman when my mom was a little girl. Old Mrs. Kropens, they would call her. I wonder how old Mrs. Kropens is getting on, they would say. So she was old when my mom was a little girl. So one year when my parents were going to Las Vegas, they couldn't find anyone to watch us. And my mom, like... out of nowhere goes, "I wonder if Mrs. Kropens is still alive." And they tracked her down. She was in her 90s. And my dad drove out and picked her up and brought her to our house. And for 5 days, she watched us.
How'd that go?
It was insane. Because she was not, if anyone's listening and you're 96 or 97 years old, good for you. I'm thrilled for you.
And 96 now is different from back then.
But would you agree? It is. But would you agree that the best person to watch two boys that are 13 and 11 would not be a 97-year-old woman?
No, that's not a good
she
mix.
She kept telling us about Herbert Hoover. Like we'd be sitting down to eat, and she'd go, "You know who I love is Herbert Hoover." And we'd go, "Yeah, we do too." But we didn't love Herbert. We just said that to not upset Mrs. Kropens. But yeah, she would watch us, but, you know, it was mostly her just sitting in a chair. I know it's a stereotype, an older woman sitting in a rocking chair. But that's what she did, like, the whole five days.
She couldn't keep up with you, rascals.
No.
All right, so I didn't mean to interrupt you. Your parents were in Vegas, and there was a couple staying with you.
Yeah, so whereas we would usually have pop or soda with our meal, I'm not making this up. It sounds like I am, but I'm not. The woman would heat up some milk.
What, were you babies?
Who would want hot milk with their meal? And she goes, "No, that's what we eat." And my brother and I are like, "Yeah, but we're in our house and we don't have hot milk with dinner."
Are you at least putting some Ovaltine in it?
No, there was no Ovaltine. I said to her at one point, I go, and keep in mind, I'm like 9 or 10. I go, "I feel like I'm a prisoner of war." And she just stared at me. She goes, "Don't ever say that." I don't know what had happened in her past with prisoners of war, but that upset her greatly.
Your mom picked a lovely couple to
leave
you guys
with. She would pick anybody. She would absolutely, she'd go, this is Benito Mussolini. He's going to watch you guys while your dad and I are in Las Vegas. Oh, that seems like a nice enough fella. All right.
Did they ever call and check in? Because cell phones weren't around then.
They would call. Yeah, they would call.
On their way to the airport on the way home?
Tell Mrs. Croppins to clean up because we're on our way. And it takes her longer because she's 97. Mrs. Croppins, Herbert Hoover's on his way. We got to make the house look nice.
All right. Well, we were talking about New Year's resolutions and giving up soda was one of them. Yeah. Mrs. Croppins would want you to.
She loves soda. All right. Let's do this. We will take a break. Then we'll check in with Kim Gordon. She'll tell you what's going on in the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Sure. In the studio with us right now, our friend Jerry Nunn. He is the proprietor of Nunn on the Run, one of our favorite segments. He lets us know what's coming to town, what you need to go out and see in Chicago. Jerry, before anything else,
yes.
You filled in during the holiday break. You came in and you did a show with Mark Carman.
Yes.
That was so good.
Well, thank you.
So much fun to listen to.
Really,
you heard it too, Kim?
Yeah, I did. Parts. Yeah.
So much fun.
I was here when they were prepping.
Oh, yeah. The dress rehearsal.
Right. Yeah, it was really, I mean, 3 hours is...
Yeah.
Nice long stint for us.
You guys are so different.
We are.
And I think that's what made the show fun to listen to.
Great. Yeah.
Do more.
Did you use the Odd Couple theme when you started?
We should. You know, you're giving us ideas.
That's a good idea.
You should be a producer for us.
Do it, Wendy.
No. Come on, Wendy. You have time. Do it like, you know, 1 in the morning on a Sunday night or something.
Right.
Jerry, how many things did you do on New Year's Eve? Because I swear to God, I follow you on social media. Has there been a night that you've just sat at home with your bunny slippers on and your robe?
Well, it's getting...
You're never home.
No, I'm not. I mean, I learned how to DJ on New Year's Eve.
I know. Something he wanted to do, something new, Bill. You talk about doing something new and different.
That's very new and different. Where did you DJ at?
I DJed at a country club in Wisconsin. $15 million country club.
Yeah.
And
this was
disco.
Your first gig.
Yes, it was my first gig. I got a mixer. I'd been practicing and working. I learned from YouTube videos because my DJ friends disappeared during the holidays. They're all busy doing their own gigs.
Yeah.
And... I drove an hour and a half out there with my speakers, and I mean, I did a whole setup.
Did they want to hear the kind of music that you wanted to play? I mean,
they were pretty good. They kept asking for Usher, though, and I was like, this is a disco party. Because we were dressed in disco
outfits.
Oh,
there was a theme.
Yeah, there was a theme.
So was it 70s disco music? Or
yes.
Yeah.
So I had 7 hours of music ready. I played for 7 hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was your first
my
gig.
My first gig. I mean, it was a good paying gig, so I wanted to do well.
How did you book yourself?
My friend is a manager at the club, so he
They were having
me,
a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, and then I said, I'll try it. You know, because I've been wanting to do this.
So you had to supply all the music.
All the
music. That's all on you.
I brought the speakers. Then he's like, can you take some pictures? And then I had to learn how to learn to do the lights because they had a light guy. So there was all kinds of light. There was a smoke machine that set off the fire alarm.
Oh.
Then one guy Then one guy twisted his ankle completely around drunk and dancing on the dance floor.
And so he was also trained as an EMT for the night.
Oh, you were?
Apparently.
That's excellent. Wow.
Right. They had to carry him out. Drunk people spilled drinks on the floor. And then they almost knocked over my laptop.
And what was the average age of this crew?
Well, it ranged, but it was mainly it's country club, so some older people.
Yeah.
I mean, but they danced. I mean, I packed the floor at some
point. You did.
So I felt good about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a learning curve.
So why were they... I'm curious about the requests for Usher. What was it that made the crowd say, we want more Usher?
It was just a few young people that wanted... They were tired of disco and other things. And then I tried to play stuff. And when I played Bruno Mars and they weren't responding well, I was like, okay,
back to the 70s.
Oh. Yeah, back to the disco. Bee Gees, here we come.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the most popular song you played? What got everybody really moving?
I think... Bee Gees was like a big thing.
Was it?
Yeah, Staying Alive.
I can see that.
Everybody
laughs. Staying Alive.
But like, Funky Town did not do well, which I was
Lips
surprised.
Incorporated?
Right.
I love that song. I thought, take you to Funky Town.
Yeah, I had like a 10-minute version or something. Like, I was ready to play that one. And
sure.
That's a great
for
song.
Some
that
reason.
Might even make me dance.
Yeah.
That's always good at weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
You never know with this crowd.
He goes from 0 to 100. He like, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to be a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and drives an hour and a half away for 7 hours and does
amazing.
Lights and smoke machine.
I feel like a loser. You know, I feel like over the holidays, I was really excited because I learned to conquer a cookie press.
Oh.
How lame am I?
Can't beat this.
I can't do a cookie press, so there you go.
Are you going to do more of this sort of thing? Or is that try it once?
We'll do some more gigs, hopefully, coming up.
It will take you away from your concert going, though.
Well, that's true. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta, you know, juggle.
No longer on the run.
Yeah. on the tables.
None is done.
Sister on the tables.
Do you use actual turntables and stuff? Or?
Well, yeah, they have those little things. Yeah.
Electronic ones, though.
I don't
know
how it works.
Yeah, there's a mixer, and you learn how to... There's a lot more to it. It's not just hitting a button.
Is scratching a thing of the past? Nobody does that.
Oh, you can do that.
You still do that?
Oh, yeah. I see you do that, Bill.
I might do that accidentally.
Okay.
I'll ruin your albums.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. So,
but it's all digital now, right? There aren't really albums anymore.
Right. Well, some people still do, but yeah.
I mean, they make things now where you can just, isn't it, you move the turntable, but there's no actual record on it.
Right. Oh. Exactly. There's little spin.
It's like a wheel where you would mix the sounds digitally.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that would work.
I'm hip to that.
I guess you are. I'm not. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
Who's the DJ you most, is there somebody who's like your DJ hero that you hope to emulate?
Rick Dees.
Rick Dees is a good example.
Paris Hilton.
Does she do that?
Yeah, she gets paid a lot of money to do appearances.
Paris Hilton DJs, though?
Yeah.
DJ Polly D. Samantha Ronson?
Yeah.
So I interviewed her before, outside the club.
But
one time.
It's her brother who's the DJ, right?
No, they're both.
No,
they're
she both? Was. Yeah. Runs in the family.
He's a producer. I mean, he produces all the music, and then she DJs that. Like, the Underground is where I interviewed her at.
Oh.
But yeah, Mark's on fire. He's got that Miley song. Have you heard the new Miley song with him?
Yeah.
Great.
I am intrigued by her. She was on SNL and she did...
Samantha Runtz, and you're intrigued by, right?
No.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. She did the...
she did Imagine, right? With Sean Lennon?
Yes.
But did they not have his microphone on? Because you couldn't hear him when he was singing. He was singing, but...
There to focus on her. He was just playing guitar with his beard.
I don't know. If you got John Lennon's kid there, you go, I should really make your
voice. But they didn't even really make a big deal about it.
Not till the end. You didn't know who he was until the end. Right.
Yeah.
But half of me, I know she got a lot of criticism about doing that song.
Yeah.
She intrigues me. I mean, it was kind of good and kind of not.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about her all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I like her more now that she has regular hair. She had porn star hair for a while. Mm. That didn't work.
And the twerking.
Yeah.
That was so traditional.
She just got married, too.
She did just get married to all the Hemsworth brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
To three Hemsworth brothers.
How do you marry into that family? That would be nice.
That would be.
I mean, she comes from that family. The
I
Cyrus
know.
Right.
From the trailer.
Wow.
In Tennessee.
Wouldn't the ceremony be interesting? Like, you wouldn't even have
Beverly Hillbillies.
You know, usually when you come into the church, you have to ask which side you're on. You can just look at people and go, you're with the Thor people. All right, come on. We'll take you over by then.
Totally.
All right. Well, Jerry Nunn is here, nunnontherun.com. Yes. When you're not DJing at your new career, what can we do in the month of January?
Okay, so January is a really interesting month because it's kind of slow at the beginning.
It's the lull.
Yeah, it's definitely slow at the beginning. There's not as many concerts. People have taken time off, but there's some really good stuff coming up. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Chicago Sketch Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. You guys heard about this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's January 10th through the 20th. This is the 18th annual version of it at Stage 773. 1,000 artists, 10,000 patrons. Patty Vasquez from here is going to be performing.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've got to end there if you guys want to go. Well,
other than Patty, are there other big names that we would recognize?
There's some names. The headliners are Parv and Pudi. Is that
that's Danny Pudi, who used to be on Community.
Community, right.
Right.
And then the Cupid Players. You know, there's a lot of improv kind of groups coming in, stuff like that. So tickets are only start at $15.
Oh, that's pretty good.
They go up, but you can get a festival pass, and information is at chicagosketchfest.com.
All right.
So.
What if I wanted to take my pants off and ride the subway?
Wendy, that's a great question. Jerry, what
I was
going to
surprise you with that one, but I told you
I've
ahead
heard
of time.
It, and I've heard about it everywhere.
Yeah, so that's January 13th, the No Pants Subway Ride.
Who's going to do that and why?
Have you been on the subway? There's always somebody celebrating No Pants Subway Rides.
Isn't that an annual event, though?
It is an annual event. I thought it was for charity, but it's not.
This is the one where people moon you, right? If you're waiting on a platform and the train goes by, they all pull their pants down and moon you.
Is that people have no pants on.
No one's wearing any pants?
No, well, they're saying there's
no... You have to have undies on, don't you?
You got to keep the privates private. Okay?
Stupid rules.
Don't wear a costume because they're going to have special people in costumes.
You can finally wear your chaps.
That'll be my day.
All right.
I couldn't figure out when to wear them. That's all right.
So this started, it's called Improv Everywhere from New York. It started in 2002.
Yeah.
And then it has drifted over to Chicago.
Yeah.
And then you pretend, this is the whole shtick I was reading about it. Pretend not to know anyone. Okay, so you're just going to be minding your own business, just hanging out with no pants on.
Yeah.
It's not no charities, no politics. You plan to be on the train at 12:30 on January 13th, and there's more info that's going to be coming. It's not
12:30 p.m.?
12:30 p.m.
Like midnight.
No.
No. 12:30 p.m.
I don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the charm of it,
yes.
I think. So you can go to the website improveeverywhere.com, and there's going to be more details released.
So you think no pants subway day should be in during the warmer weather months, right?
Yeah.
And more people can take advantage. Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's not strange to see people
with
pants on.
Just like,
yeah.
Why would you polar plunge in June?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right. People got this all turned around.
Yeah. I mean, people are wearing shorts out there right now because it's sunny
right.
And the temperature's a little warm.
I saw two guys running today in shorts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. All right.
When
is that again?
That is January 13th.
What day of the week is that?
That's a great question.
I think it's usually on a Sunday. If I remember covering it when I worked weekends, I feel like
Sunday's
it's a Sunday,
better.
But I could be wrong.
But then
Sunday.
What if your church is also having no pants mass that day? Can you do both?
Pack your pants for church.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like a fun time.
Maybe. Yeah. All right.
Some more stuff coming up. January 8th through the 13th, there's a quick Oriental theater show called The Lightning Thief, Percy Jackson. Have you heard about this?
It's a kid's book.
Yeah.
It's a kid's book, and they're making a musical out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it premiered back in Broadway on 2014. The storyline is Son of Poseidon with powers he can't control, and he's fighting monsters.
We all know what that's like.
So, I don't know about it. I was planning on going, but
yeah.
I think it's very teen. So
it was very the book series was very popular.
Okay,
so somebody's going to go see this.
Yeah, it'll probably be packed houses at the Oriental.
Pants or no pants on this one, Jerry?
I'm going to wear my pants.
Yeah, you should put pants on for this because there's kids there, Wendy.
Or maybe like a wizard costume.
Frighten the kids. Yeah, that would work.
Skirts.
That's a good idea.
So there you go. The Travel and Adventure Show is coming back. I talked about this last year.
Uh-huh.
January.
Rick Steves?
This is the one at Rosemont?
Yeah, I think this is Rick Steves, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think we're going to talk to him when he's in town for this.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like one of the biggest travel names in the world right now.
He was great. I remember you guys talking to him last year.
Yeah,
he was
he's
a really,
fun.
Really good interview.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You'll get a book
he has a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
He really
mm-hmm.
does.
Cool.
So it's a travel and adventure show. Have you been to this?
I have. And I think it's really fun. It's not huge. You know, it's in that convention center.
Mm-hmm. I'm not that adventurous. Can I still look for things? Like, can you just find, a cool place to go?
Wendy wants to go to Elk Grove Village. Is that a possibility?
Do they break it down by, levels of adventure and also, price point? Or how is it broken down?
It's, areas. So they do, they can go all the way to Africa or you can go to Wisconsin.
Oh.
And
oh,
DJ.
And they just give you some ideas and pamphlets of where to go.
Yes.
I'm looking for a family fun adventure, maybe to the Caribbean or something.
Yeah. They have that. The cruises and everything will be there for you.
Sometimes they have natives from foreign lands come and do little shows. Like if you go,
really?
I've always wanted to go to Fiji, and then they'll have Fijian singers and dancers performing there.
The Irish dancers, everything, all kinds of.
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool. They have a camel that you can ride there.
Oh. I'm there.
So that's kind of fun just for a photo op. I like to do that. There's a scuba diving thing where you can actually scuba dive in a pool.
With a camel?
Not with the camel.
No,
he's
but
out
there. I'm wondering if it's a one hump or a two hump, because if it's a two humped camel, which is a Bactrian camel.
Dromedary is a one hump?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easier to sit in between the humps? If you just sit on the one hump, wouldn't you slide off?
Yeah, you would, yes.
I've ridden a camel. I think I've only ridden a two humper. I've ridden a camel twice.
They have a saddle for you.
Did you really?
Don't slide off.
Yeah.
Was it?
It's sort of like if you ride
tall.
An elephant or. Right, because. You know,
how many exotic animals have you ridden?
I've ridden a camel. I've ridden an elephant.
How did you? What happened that made you ride a camel?
I was in Israel, and I rode a camel.
But I ordered an Uber. What is this?
But then I was at a country. But then I was at a country club, and I rode a camel, on a camel ride.
Really?
At the zoo too.
Oh,
I rode
wow.
an elephant at the zoo.
I think
what
you've ridden.
Zoo?
Louisville Zoo. They used to have an elephant ride.
Wow.
It would take you just around in a circle in a pen.
Did
I
an
worked
elephant?
At Brookfield Zoo and never got the chance to ride an elephant.
But they put you in kind of a harness and you hold on and your legs are straddled over.
Same elephant
was it scary?
And the camel. Mm-hmm. No, it was fun. I mean,
it's pretty high up. It's
I was
way
walking
higher
in
than
a ring
horse.
No bigger than this studio,
probably.
Yeah. You know.
And it's not good galloping or anything.
No.
It's pretty slow.
Yeah. That's all right.
Camels are slow. Actually, they can really haul ass.
But in Israel, we did take like a Like, you know, how you would horseback ride.
Yeah.
We took a camel ride through the desert.
How That's long did that last?
It was like 45 minutes or so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a trip.
And you have people like walking along with the camels, making sure they're leading you.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
You know. Well, yeah. Sure, you don't want to go off a cliff.
But I tell you what's scary is because they're really tall. So yeah. When they sit down and then you, you know, obviously get on when the camel's down and then they stand the camel up and you were like, oh my gosh, this is, I'm pretty high.
This
high
is real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go upstairs to get on this camel and then they help you get on.
Wendy used to smoke camels. I don't know if that, is that count?
Kim, you should actually speak at this Chicago Travel and Adventure show.
Yeah.
That's pretty fascinating.
Two camel rides, Kim. I think you lead all of WGN. I don't know anyone else who's ridden
in the camel ride category.
Yeah. Wow. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. So that's January 12th.
See, I don't need to go
13th.
To Africa.
Forget it. Yeah, January 12th and 13th, so 2 days.
Excellent.
And so what else we got?
Give us more, Jerry. Give us more.
And you know, you are just coming off the holidays. So really, I just feel like, are you as active in January or do you kind of recoup from all the holidays?
I'm trying to catch up. Like, I'm still like writing some of my Lollapalooza interviews because I had so many.
Yeah.
And I'm still like just catching up with writing and.
You get so busy over the holidays. It's like, I almost look forward to the January lull and then it picks back up again in February for Valentine's Day.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, but that's my next segment. So
I know. Right. I also saw on TV that Kinky Boots is coming back to town for like a week.
Okay,
and I don't know when that
is. Kinky Boots.
I've never seen it.
It's great.
You gotta go.
The music is fantastic. I love the story premise. It's great.
It's coming to Chicago for a week, so I have to hop on that. I just don't know when it's coming.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know.
Okay,
it's coming up. As far as concerts. Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross are coming to Lincoln Hall.
Sold.
Yes, the 12th of Lincoln at Lincoln Hall. Do you guys know about them? Ashley Simpson?
Now, she used to be married to Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
And now Jessica's sister, right?
Yes. Jessica's sister. And she's married to Evan Ross. You know who Evan Ross is?
No.
Diana Ross's son.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I do know that. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Diana Ross is her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
It's the craziest thing.
And then the mom from Blackish, Tracy Ross.
That's the sister.
Is his sister.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yes.
That's Diana Ross's daughter also.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. It's amazing. And so their music's pretty good. I really like it. I got to talk to them on the phone and I love them.
Yeah,
I
really love them.
They, you could ask them anything and they were so great.
That's incredible.
Yeah, because Diana, I had to ask him about taking his mom to the gay bar in California.
What did that get
and
a
he
response
said his mom
like?
Calls him up. Diana calls him up and goes, well, we're going out to the club, honey. And then she takes him to the club. He had to pull her out of there. She was having so much fun dancing and singing. Yeah, at the Abbey in L.A. Yeah.
But Diana Ross has a huge gay following, correct?
Yeah. Oh, she's an icon.
Yeah.
So, but it was so great to talk to them, and they were so down to earth and nice.
Oh, good.
They did a reality show, and they've made this album together. And
yeah.
And so they are good.
They're really good.
How did they meet?
I didn't ask them that. That's a great question.
Oh, my God. Kidding.
Call them back,
right, call
Jerry.
Them back.
Probably publicists. I don't know. I mean, who knows? But
wasn't she the one? Wasn't Ashley Simpson the one who lip-synced on Saturday Night Live and got in trouble? She was, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't bring
that up. You only remember the bad stuff.
I always remember the bad.
I did not bring that up because, you know. But she was really fun.
Yeah.
And
was she lip-syncing during your conversation with her on the phone, or did it match up?
Maybe that's why she was so great.
That's why she said it like Diana Ross.
That's why.
But, you know, I'm just impressed that they're in a small little venue like this and who they are and so it'll
good
be to see them.
All right, go see that, Wendy.
Yeah, that'll be great.
All right,
bring a camel.
So I want to talk about a couple movies coming out.
Yes,
we've got Stan and Ollie on January.
I can't
11th.
Wait to see that.
This looks amazing. We were blown away. Who does what?
John C. Reilly.
Oh, that's right. Yep. And I can't.
And it's Steve Coogan who's the other one.
He's Stan Laurel.
Yeah.
We saw the trailer we were watching in here. I honest to God, it looks just
they
like
nailed
them.
It.
Yeah.
Is
I
it
heard
black
they uncovered
and white?
A lot of stuff.
No, it's in color.
Oh, it's in color. Yeah. But it's been a long time coming, right? I mean, there's not been a biopic about
it.
That.
Is no, there hasn't been. And I always wondered if somebody would ever attempt that because it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they could have gotten better. I always thought. Hugh Laurie from House could play Stan Laurel, but Steve Coogan looks just like him. He's absolutely perfect.
He's good. I got to interview him one time when he was.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good guy.
When you said John C. Reilly, though, I wasn't thinking he'd at all look like.
Oliver. Like Oliver Hardy?
And boy, oh boy, he nails it.
You know who used to do the best Stan Laurel impression? Who? Dick Van Dyke used to do this incredible Stan Laurel impression. And they got to be friends because of it. He used to do it on the Dick Van Dyke Show. He did it a couple times on there. And Stan Laurel reached out to him and said, hey, boy, was that good. So they became friends.
And this was pre-Twitter and everything,
Way before.
So they sent a letter saying, I like what you're doing. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is cool. And there's another movie I'm kind of interested in. M. Night Shyamalan's new one called Glass.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I love his stuff.
Yes. This is a sequel to the Split movie. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to spoil too much.
It's a sequel to two different movies.
Right, Unbreakable 2.
Yeah.
So they're connected and everything.
There was an Unbreakable 2?
Unbreakable also.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I missed
this
that.
This is kind of Unbreakable 2.
It could be, yeah.
Number 2.
Yeah. So James McAvoy, Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson are all
looks good.
In it. So I'm excited about that. But the movies have slowed down a lot, you know, with Oscar season. So those are a couple that I thought were really of note.
And you can also stay in and watch things on Netflix. Bird Box. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
I did. Oh, of course.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't. But two people have asked me in the past 24 hours if I've seen it. So I hope to watch it this weekend. I don't know. It's not really my genre of movie, but
it's really
good. I might give it a try.
Yeah.
And there's also the Black Mirror Bandersnatch, where you can watch that on Netflix. And it's interactive TV, where you can make different choices as to what the characters do. That's all I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And that was pretty intriguing.
I heard that's good. I've been watching that Creek show. I didn't know if we could say it on the radio.
Something
Creek.
Eugene Levy and Daniel Levy
show. Yeah, it's a place, but...
So good.
Yeah, I didn't know if I could say it on the radio.
So funny.
But I have not seen that.
You will love it.
It's a second season, right? A third?
No, it's on the fifth season.
Yeah, starting the fifth one in 2 weeks. It starts in January.
Yeah.
I'm going to binge watch it and catch up.
I have been... I mean, I'm telling you, Wendy,
really?
And know this. Like, in the first episode or two, you'll walk away going, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But by the time you get into 3, 4, or 5 episodes, you just want to keep watching and watching and watching.
Because I watched first couple and I kind of ditched
That's how everyone I know, including me, say. The first two episodes I go, I really expected more from these guys, but then after a while
I thought it was just too dumb.
It's so good, and they're only like 20 minutes, so you fly through them.
Yeah.
All right, I'll binge it.
The cast is great.
You can go to Nun on the Run to find Jerry Nunn. When will you be on this radio station again? Any idea?
We're making some plans. Plans are in the works.
When will you be DJing again?
Yeah,
making some plans.
We'll see. You know, plenty hopefully in the new year, and who knows what else. There's going to be a lot. It's going to be a great year, I think.
It is. You're right. Jerry, good to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Happy almost birthday.
Thank you.
It's Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run. Kim, thank you for hanging out. Greatly appreciated. We'll take a quick break and then close things off. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. And that's it.
Let me tell you right now, next week is not going to go so quickly.
I don't know that it will, Wendy. And next week they want us to do 5 days. They were saying they want Monday through Friday. Come on. What's with that?
I don't know.
Into it. We just did a 3 day. So how about next
four.
Week? Four is fine. I was going to say 3.5. But let's do 4. You don't want to just...
go very slowly and tenderly, don't you?
Jump into 5. I don't think it's good for anyone. All right. That's it, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. Hey, Bears, congratulations. Let's win a game on Sunday and make everybody even happier, shall we?
They're doing great.
They're doing great.
Don't say it like, let's win a game. They've been winning games.
They haven't won a playoff game since I was a toddler. Jasmine, flag that, please.
Note it.
All right.
Whatever.
Bye, Wendy.
Weekend.
Bye, plaintiff Wendy.
See you, Bill. Go Bears!